Hello, my name is Miles, and you've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
Well, how may I help you today?
Well, I had the virus on January the 11th. I'm wondering when is it safe to go ahead and get the vaccine?
Well, if you're completely over the virus, it's been, you know, at least a month, I'm not a health expert. I can only advise that you might browse the Alabama Department of Public Health website so that you can find more information that might pertain specifically to answering that question, you know, from the official source. But I imagine it wouldn't hurt if you were to pre-register to be vaccinated. And then if you pre-register to be vaccinated, due to the amount of time that it will take for you to be contacted in regards to being scheduled for an appointment, that's going to even further extend out the amount of time from when you had the virus, recovered from the virus, and then went to be vaccinated. So with that much time passing, I would think that you would be good to go. But then again, I'm not a medical professional. I cannot provide medical advice. I can refer you to the website, to the Alabama Department of Public Health, or what I would do is just simply pick up the phone and call my local urgent care clinic or my doctor.
I did that, and they just told me to call CDC. Yeah, it was kind of weird. But what is that website?
The website for the Alabama Department of Public Health is A, like Alabama, D, like department, P, like public, H, like health, dot O, like Oscar, R, like Robert, G, like George. And then another thing you could do is you could contact your doctor's office. And if you don't have happen to have a primary care physician, call any doctor's office. You know, if that, it certainly can't hurt, because if you can't find the information that you're looking for, that, you know, at the website very easily, then calling around and speaking with, you know, knowledgeable medical professionals would be able to help you to acquire an official answer that would be 100% accurate and correct. The only other thing that I could say would be just a real quick, how long after recovering from the coronavirus can I be vaccinated? And this is going to give me information. Oh, let's see. Because the information that I would only provide is information that would be provided by the Center for Disease Control, most likely. Let's see here. Yes, and says you should wait 90 days before getting a COVID-19 vaccine, per the CDC. It says, if I have already had COVID-19 and recovered, do I still need to get vaccinated with a COVID-19 vaccine? Yes. Due to the severe health risks associated with COVID-19 and the fact that reinfection with COVID-19 is possible, you should be vaccinated regardless of whether you already had COVID-19 infection. If you were treated for COVID-19 symptoms with monoclonal antibodies or convalescent plasma, you should wait 90 days before getting a COVID-19 vaccine. Talk to your doctor if you're unsure what treatments you received or if you have more questions about getting a COVID-19 vaccine. Experts do not yet know how long someone is protected from getting sick again after recovering from COVID-19. And this goes on to talk about immunity and things like that, but it doesn't, it says it's uncommon for people who do get COVID-19 again to get it within 90 days of when they recovered from their first infection. And that's pretty much all the information that I have from the CDC regarding your particular question.
Right, right. Which I wasn't, treated with any of the plasma or antibodies. I didn't receive any, actually. I just recovered on my own. So going back to my same question. So I just don't know what to do. I just can't seem to get any straight answers anywhere. It's probably because it's such a new virus.
Well, that's very true. And then Mayo Clinic, which is a very well-respected medical organization, they also recommend waiting until 90 days after your first diagnosis to get a COVID-19 vaccine. And that's information directly from Mayo Clinic. I imagine, I don't know. Yes, ma'am. Okay, so I can provide you with a phone number that you can call when you're ready to pre-register to be vaccinated, if you'd like.
Yes.
Just let me know whenever you're ready.
Are you there?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm here. And are you ready for the phone number?
Oh, yes.
Okay, the phone number is 855-566-5333.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
5333.
Okay, great. All right, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And I hope we have been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the website for the Alabama Department of Public Health or the website for the Center for Disease Control. And I thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. And I do hope you have a good day.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.